Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, government party leaders will meet this evening to discuss their response to a Sinn Féin motion, which is seeking to extend the eviction ban until the end of next January. Green Party TD Nasa Hourican has already confirmed that she will vote against the government when the motion goes before the Dáil this week. Her decision to break ranks with the government sees its majority reduced to the narrowest of margins. Meanwhile, Independent TD Michael Lowry has warned the coalition that it cannot rely on support from independents in this vote. Matt Shanahan is an Independent TD for Waterford. He joins now. You're welcome, Matt, to the programme this evening. Can you tell us what way will you be voting?
At this moment, Sarah, I haven't made a decision. I'm reserving my position and waiting to see what government is going to actually propose in its own amendments, and then I will look at that and then I'll make a decision after that.
And what are your concerns at this stage?
Well, I think, look, I've flagged this already. I brought up with the Minister for Finance last week in the Dáil. I actually tabled a parliamentary question in the Dáil asking the Minister what the Department of Finance was going to do to stem the exodus of private landlords from the rental sector. I had actually engaged with the sector. I brought what I thought were not radical but good proposals in terms of fiscal policy that the Minister could implement, and he basically signalled that he wasn't at this time minded to do anything like that, and he kind of said, look, I'll look at this in the September budget. My concern to all of that is September budget might mean that new policy doesn't come into play until January or February next year, and I think that's a grave mistake on the part of government if that's the direction they decide to go.
And that does seem to be the direction they decide to go, now, whether or not they bring in tax changes that might be able to be implemented this year, we don't know, but all indications are they're not planning on doing anything in relation to landlords until the budget. And thought the Micheál Martin also talking about that last week, saying there's no need for any knee-jerk reactions, as he put it. So if they don't bring in any tax changes in the next couple of weeks in advance of the eviction ban being lifted, is that something you could support, the eviction ban being lifted in that instance?
Well, I suppose, look, I hope to engage with government maybe this evening and tomorrow, and before the government publishes their amendments, I'll again be making the case that I believe that, you know, we are in a crisis. I think the figures support that fact. I don't think government wants to be turfing people out on the street, but the simple fact of the matter is that we now have a dysfunctional private rented sector. Landlords are leaving in their droves. Government is not signalling to them stability to remain in place, and that is a major problem. We're moving people from the rental sector into the private ownership sector, and some people may think that's a good thing, but we need a very, very coherent national rental sector, and it's diminishing by the week. And I think if government don't do something and do something soon, that is actually going to exacerbate.
So that sounds to me, Matt, and sorry to press you because I know you're saying that you haven't made a decision, but if your main concern is action on stopping landlords from leaving the market, and government has said pretty clearly they're not going to take that action until at least September, October in the budget, then can you support the eviction ban being lifted?
Well, what I can support is measures that government are going to take that's clearly going to signal increased emergency accommodation, increased options and targeting maybe of vacant properties. And there are some of the issues that I and regional group members are looking at the moment. And I think if government sits and looks at this in the round, there are very implementable solutions in the short term that can dramatically change what's basically the vista, what might happen. If government decide not to do that, well, then I'm going to find it very difficult to support the government.
So you'd need to see evidence of increased emergency accommodation?
Well, I need to see some radical policy that signals that government is going to do something to stem the flow of people from the private rented sector. And the problem here at the moment is that it's not working for the landlords. All the evidence is showing that. And government, I don't think, has made the necessary steps. We are in an emergency situation. I've said this in the Dáil already. I don't think government is reacting in terms of that time frame. And I think that's a mistake. I hope that they will maybe consider that. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But my position as an independent is to try and help them make the right decisions.
TDs from the 8-member regional independent group, which include some high-profile members such as Des Nocton, Michael Lowry, Verona Murphy, Cathal Bury, they've backed government in key Dáil votes in the past. You're one of those as well, obviously. And members of that group who spoke to the Irish Times on Monday said that they remained undecided on how they'll vote on Wednesday, suggesting that they're waiting to see what the government is going to put on the table in response to the Sinn Féin motion. So that's your position as well. You're undecided depending on what the government puts forward.
Well, absolutely, and I'm not speaking for any of the other members of the regional group. At the end of the day, we are a group, but it's up to each of us to come to their own decision-making around this. As I say, I think every member of the regional group has been proved themselves to be solid. We're not allowing politics to overtake us here, and I do think there is a sense that this is being made a political issue for other people's political purposes. We don't want to do that. We are trying to try and hopefully influence policy that can actually stem the problems that are here. But this is largely as a result of government dysfunction in terms of delivering emergency accommodation in building social houses. That's where this has come from.
So it's
not fair, in my opinion, to blame it on the private landlord sector. At the end of the day, they're just one sector of the housing economy.
Yeah, we're hearing from other TDs, Matt, that they're being inundated by constituents who are either getting eviction notices or are terrified of getting eviction notices. Are you getting any of that?
Well, certainly I'm getting an amount of it, all right. I have to say we have a proactive local authority in Waterford. We're probably doing better than some counties, but I still have a significant number of people on to me. Having said that, we do have a robust system in place in terms of eviction, so I think that needs to be thought about as well. You just can't turf somebody out after 2 weeks because you decide you want the property back. But certainly what we need to see is better regulation here, and we need to see landlords incentivized, because unfortunately, Sarah, all of the reports are showing that landlords are leaving in droves, and whether people think that's a good thing or a bad thing, the fact is that we have a diminishing rental sector. This is now becoming a national competitiveness issue, and I'm dealing with a large amount of industry because I'm on the Enterprise Committee and I speak to industry a lot, and every industry is telling me at the moment one of the major problems they have now is recruitment based on the cost of rental property and the difficulty in buying a home.
Reading between the lines, it sounds to me, Matt, like there's a very good chance that you and other members of your group may be voting against government on Wednesday.
Well, as I say, I'm going to reserve my position. I've laid it out pretty clearly. I have spoken to the members of the government parties, and I hope and I think they need to sit down and have a look at this in the round. I don't think they've done that to date, maybe for their own reasons. But as I said, my problem is that even if the government decide to introduce instruments in the budget, it could be January or February next year before they're actually implemented. And yeah. I think that time frame is far too long for where
we are. Is there any red line then or minimum that you need to see to support it?
No, what I need to see is the range of amendments that government is bringing. If I see amendments that are going to target the problem that I feel that can address the problem, well then government may have my support. But I think it's going to be difficult because, as I say, I already brought them to the finance minister and he wasn't minded to accept them. And if he's not going to accept those, I'm wondering what else they may accept. But look, that's a conversation that is yet to take place, and that's where we're at.
We know Nessa Hourican is going to vote against government. Patrick Costello, also of the Green Party, hasn't indicated at this point which way he's going to go. A Green Party meeting this evening. There may be some clarity after that. But either way, the government majority is much tighter than I imagine they would like. Have you or others in your group had any discussions about a more formal arrangement with government to try to prop them up in future?
Well, all I can say is, Sarah, I'm not here to speak for the members of the regional group. I'm speaking for myself, and that hasn't occurred in my case. And I think I have proven myself along the way here to be reasonable, to be logical, and I'm trying to work for the best interests of Ireland, Inc., to be fair about it. I'm not trying to stay out of the politics of all of this and just look to the issues and try and solve problems. That's my position, and that's the way I will be approaching the government's amendment this week.
Matt Shanahan, Independent TD for Waterford, thank you very much for joining us.